Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Look with me at John chapter 12, verses 25 and 26. Jesus could have simply said, "Follow me." But no, he links three things together. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. To serve Jesus means doing things for Jesus. Many of us know about that, but that must be linked with follow me, staying close in faith and obedience to him. Jesus says, "Where I am, my servant also will be." As you serve and follow Jesus, you will be where he is. Here's what we learn from this passage, that it's possible to disconnect what Jesus puts together. To serve Jesus and to do things for him without following his cross-shaped life is anti-biblical. To fit him into our way of doing things, to do things in his name, but to do them our way, and to serve Jesus for my agenda and not his, is not what he has in mind here. One day I heard a story about a salesman who went to make a sales call at a farmer's house, and as he was pulling into the yard beside the barn, he noticed about five targets that were painted on the side of the barn. So this piqued his curiosity. So before going up to the house, he went to see what the targets were all about. And as he got closer, he noticed that there was a pattern of shots dead center on every target. This guy must know how to handle a gun. And so he had to find out the guy's secret. He made his way up to the house, found the farmer, and he asked him about the targets. He said, "Sir, on all those targets on your barn, you have a pattern of shots dead center on every target. Were you in the military? I mean, how did you learn to be such a great shot?" And the farmer said, "Well, it's pretty simple. I shoot first, and then I paint the targets." You know, a lot of us live our lives that way. We live how we want to, and then we are comforted by passages of Scripture that seem to fit into our life. Or we search out Scriptures that reaffirm what we're already doing, but we ignore other passages of Scripture. We paint the target around the life we're already living and say, "See, I'm right on target." But here's why we should love Jesus. In verse 26, Jesus makes it clear that the main point is following, not serving. Only those who follow Jesus actually serve him. And those who follow him are those who have died to self, who hate the life that is attached to the things of this world. We can be tempted to think that Jesus Christ is contracted to go along with me. I mean, after all, didn't he say, "Surely I am with you always to the very end of the age"? Well, actually, he says, "Go for me and I will be with you. Serve, follow my way and I will be with you." The way we live this out is by understanding that he does not fit in with my life, helping me cope with its ups and downs. He confronts me with a completely different life. He doesn't follow me. He demands that I follow him. And we'll be judged by how we respond to that. When you pray today, please remember Angel Colon and his family are missionaries in Louisiana. And also remember the Chaga Life Word broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.